It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the program on this Friday all across the great state of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us. Back in 1977, David Bowie released Heroes as a single, co-written by Bowie and Brian Eno. That distinctive guitar tone from Robert Fripp of King Crimson. One of the worst covers in music history belonging to Heroes, or is a version of Heroes, done by the Wallflowers from the Godzilla soundtrack. Not real good. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined here by Kaylee McGee-White. She is Deputy Editor of Restoring America at the Washington Examiner. More of her writing at WashingtonExaminer.com. But this one over in the Detroit News this week. Abortion proposal could upend status quo in Michigan. Kaylee, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
We know Prop 3 will be on the ballot in November here in Michigan after being approved via, Michigan Supreme Court and the Board of Canvassers. This will truly upend abortion policy in the state. How does it change the status quo here in Michigan?
So basically what Prop 3 would do, and it's really important for voters to understand this because there's a lot of deceptive marketing going on the part of abortion activists who are trying to get this thing passed. And basically what Prop 3 would do is it would add an amendment to the state constitution that would make it essentially impossible for state legislators to regulate abortion or restrict it after what they consider before the point of viability, which is sort of a vague medical term that changes as technology advances. And it would also repeal, essentially, in practice, several state laws that are already on the books that do restrict abortion in a few important ways. That includes a law that requires abortion centers to provide a mandatory 24-hour waiting period, a law that requires minors to gain parental consent before undergoing an abortive procedure, a law that prohibits late-term abortions. All of those laws would essentially be nullified if this proposal passes. And one of the lawyers that's a part of this project has even admitted as much and said that the goal of the proposal is to gut these existing restrictions and make it so that they no longer exist.
Abortion anywhere and at any time during the pregnancy is not something that polls well on a national level. I don't even imagine it would poll well across the state of Michigan. So why is something like Prop 3 even have a chance at passing this November?
I think it's because a lot of voters simply don't realize what it actually would do. They're being told by Democrats and the abortion activists who are behind this proposal that it would essentially codify Roe and that it would, you know, maintain the existing standard that we have in the state of Michigan right now. And that's just not true. Passing Prop 3 would actually make Michigan one of the most extreme states on the issue of abortion, almost as extreme as California or New York or any one of these really liberal states where you tend to see these laws. So we would go so far past the point of reason on this issue. And that's not what Democrats are trying to say. They're trying to convince voters that this is a way to keep abortion legal, that this is a way to keep things as it is right now. When really voting against Prop 3 is the only way to make sure that things stay as they are right now, allowing our state legislature to continue restricting abortion if they feel that's necessary. To keep the things are the way that they are right now.
Kaylee McGee-White with us, DetroitNews.com, and the print edition from earlier this week, Abortion Proposal Could Upend Status Quo. One of the arguments that we've heard from proponents of Prop 3 is that it will keep abortion legal in Michigan. But we know from that case now moving through courts, that's not necessarily true either.
Right. Yeah. So the state court did basically overturn a trigger law that was from passed, you know, before Roe had even been conceived, that would have illegalized abortion across the state in almost every single case. That law no longer stands as of right now. It's not enforceable. So even if Prop 3 were to fail, even if this amendment, wasn't added to the state constitution, abortion would still be legal in Michigan. And all of the existing state laws that apply to the procedure right now, including the ban on late-term abortions, including, you know, the ban on abortions on minors without parental consent, those regulations would still be in place. So essentially, again, a vote against Prop 3 is a vote for the way that things are right now. And so a vote for Prop 3 is a vote to make, you know, it's an extreme proposal, and that's what I'm trying to get voters to understand.
Kaylee, if Prop 3 passes, you allude to this earlier, where would Michigan be among the most extreme states in the country when it comes to abortion law?
Yeah, I mean, it would be right up there with New York and California and these other states that have very few, if any, restrictions on the procedure. Again, voting for Prop 3 would essentially gut a lot of existing state restrictions, including a restriction on late-term abortion. So that means that unless the state legislature, you know, the state legislature would essentially have to pass another law after this amendment goes into effect in order to ban late-term abortions. But even if they were to do that, it's not clear whether they would be able to enforce that law because of the way that this amendment is worded. So, you know, what Democrats are trying to do is they're trying to prevent pro-lifers, they're trying to prevent Republicans, and they're even trying to prevent people in the middle who might not feel very convicted about this issue but think that it would be wrong to abort an eight-month-old child. They're trying to prevent voters from doing anything to restrict abortion, and that's what this amendment would do.
Kaylee McGee White, deputy editor of Restoring America at the Washington Examiner. More there at WashingtonExaminer.com. In this piece this week, DetroitNews.com on Prop 3. Kaylee, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.